Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 28th of March 2016, and this is the 334th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've had a really lovely day today. It again is a new Sunday. My Mondays are my new Sundays, and so I had a day off, and it was a beautiful day. I went for a walk a little bit later than I normally would, which meant that it wasn't in the dark, which is always a good thing. And then I did some planning for the week. I just sat down. So much of how I feel about what I'm doing is dependent on where I'm sitting. So I was sitting on my stoop and doing some planning in the sun, and then I came and sat on my sofa and did some more planning this morning. And it really makes me feel secure about the coming week, that there are no surprises that I might have otherwise known about. Of course, there can always be surprises that you don't know about, but at least if I kind of know what is already there, I can work around it. And when I do my planning, I do it with lots of different coloured felt tip pens, and it just is quite a pleasurable process. And I do it quite slowly too. So I felt by lunchtime that I was ready for the week. Although I didn't start it at lunchtime, I hasten to say. I spent the afternoon with some very, very old friends, and we played a transformation game. I don't know if any of you know about it, but you kind of set your intention for the game before you play it. It's a board game, and then you go through various levels of physical, emotional, mental and spiritual level in the game with various insights and setbacks. And it's always very, very different. Every time you play it, it is different. So I haven't played that for a long time, and it was really good fun playing with people I knew so well. And we knew each other so well. And actually, it's also been quite a long time since I've sort of spent a whole afternoon doing something with a friend or two. So that was a really good way of spending my Monday. It felt as if I wasn't just not working, which when I first started, decided to do it this way, this Monday as Sunday, I was a bit uneasy about it, I think. So I was more in kind of consciously not working mode rather than consciously doing something other than work. It is going to work really well for me, I think. I also completed the 20-minute challenge that Michael Nobbs has, the course that he has been giving us. Sorry, that was very, very hesitant. Michael Nobbs from Sustainably Creative has been running a course called the 20 Minutes Challenge, which is about doing the same project for 20 minutes each day. And I have mentioned that before. Yesterday, on Easter Day, he decided to have a live feedback session, a celebration of completion, a celebration of us being who we are and in the process. And it was really lovely. There was one other person on the hangout that I was in, Robert, who was in California and was taking part at 2 a.m. and it was 8 p.m. for me, and it was 10, I think, in the morning for Michael. So we were kind of embracing the world and talking about how the last fortnight had been for us. And one of my intentions is to continue with the 20 minutes on this particular project. I don't know whether I'd even call it a project, but it's 20 minutes of contemplating Mole each day. And I realised that that was one of the things that I really did want to do this morning. And I stopped myself because it was my day off. But in a way, it would have been good to continue because the momentum is there. The momentum's going to be slightly less tomorrow, so I'll have to lay it down with more intention. So I was a bit torn there about continuity and honouring this day off that I have decided to take. My day off does finish just before I do the podcast. So the podcast is really the beginning of my working week. And then I also go ringing on Monday nights. So the beginning of my week has now officially started. I do hope that whatever project you're working on, and some of you will have also done the 20 minutes a day, I do hope that it is going well for you, that you can lay it to rest when you need to, or where you want, when you want to, or when you have decided to, and that it is fresh again when you pick it up the next time. And also that you know when to stop when you're doing your project, not just start. I thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.